Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has unveiled his budget plan. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the story.
The president's budget includes a number of ideas that failed to advance when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, including hundreds of billions of dollars for child and elder care and universal preschool. To pay for it all, Mr. Biden would raise the corporate tax rate, impose a new wealth tax on America's richest families, and increase rates on married couples earning over $450,000 a year. The budget allows the president to contrast his plans with Republicans.
They want to cut tax for the wealthy and large corporations.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls the Biden budget completely unserious. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is proposing her own reforms to big budget federal programs.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We need to fix it.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley told an Iowa crowd she'd support reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
So the first thing you do is you change the retirement age of the young people coming up, so that we can try and have some sort of system for them.
Haley says those benefits should also be limited for the rich.
Democrats are supporting raising taxes on the wealthy. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was on Capitol Hill today testifying about that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Alan Shaw apologized, saying he is deeply sorry.
We've been cooperating fully with the NTSB's investigation.
The CEO said so far there is no indication that those on board the train did anything wrong.
The preliminary report found that the Norfolk Southern crew was operating the train below the speed limit and in an approved manner.
But he said it's clear the safety mechanisms in place were not enough. He promised improvements.
I'm going to make sure they've got the right training and the right technology.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman with that report. Well wishes pouring in as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recovers at a Washington, D.C. hospital. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
A spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican says he tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He has been admitted to the hospital where he is receiving treatment.
The 81-year-old Republican leader suffered a concussion. A massive Russian missile barrage rained down on sections of Ukraine last night. CBS's MTS Taib is in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
The far west of the country, Lviv, which has largely been spared the kind of devastation we've seen in the east of the country. You see homes reduced to rubble. You see people having lost their lives lying in their beds.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson with the agency's top priority.
NASA is laser focused on Mars.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you roll the Charmin, up to soft on the potty. This is supposed to roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. Our crib is always stocked. It's our potty.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 4 a.m. Monday morning. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 26. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35. Tomorrow, snow likely. Snow likely tomorrow night, 23. Overcast. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
can't sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee this day our two worlds become none. First you say it's getting better, then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you silence we will cherish evermore. I can't sit to watch you standing. I won't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day our two worlds become none. No, I can't bear to see the way our two worlds become none. Guarantee I'll stay till two worlds become none.
Very nice. Shawn Michael Dargan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Shawn Michael Dargan, by day, is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night, he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song. Shawn Michael Dargan. Shawn, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Shawn, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Shawn Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can, trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red Album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
And about the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
I guess almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice. Wow.
And we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That'd be really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is, although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver. They stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years
the old style Beatles. And they quit because, you know, I mean, gosh, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure. Even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were, it's still exhausting. And they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records. And they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Sean, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blast House.
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yep.
Yep. And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
You know, they say
allegedly.
That. The Kissers have even when I was in the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement sucks, tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from, and who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life, you know, my artistic endeavors. Get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes. And this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out, so it hasn't been too bad. But I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how do they look at your music? Tell us about your music and kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar. But really, their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass and Liam played drums and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was gonna say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent us the music. We were going to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Sean Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need. Memories hazy, a giant bunch.
bunch of good bird daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Knowing funny, dark chocolate Easter bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If you were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent Impermanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for a little while. Nothing lasts forever. So trade that tear for a little smile. Nothing lasts forever. Consequence, the ending will commence. Permanent impermanence.
Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Sean, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station's door.
Oh, you know that I will.
Yeah. Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, it's the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I love Bandcamp. It pays the artists. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artists and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster, Faster, Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. About journeys that end with a start. Score enough karma through deeds to be done. Soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I'm the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like a shiny metal that reflects and it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. To come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Watching the shoreline can feel that amaze. The pebbles are setting their trap by the waves. That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can see this fight, but it won't give up the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best.
best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd. There was a time you could do no more. Oh. All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now. There was a time you could do no wrong. When everything was perfect to me, you gave your heart and I held on. Kept it under a lock and key. You took aim and dropped the gun. Couldn't stop the sit out on the lawn, look up at the sky, talk about what it is we want, what we needed to try. One day I woke up and now it's done. Still don't know why. Still hear you when it's night. What I wanted, I didn't play my just like you.
How does it feel to be alone? can't make it by without us somehow. So what's the cause of all your crying now? How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel?
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 4 a.m. Monday morning. Cloudy tonight with snow likely. Lows around 26. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35. Tomorrow, snow likely. Snow likely tomorrow night, 23. Overcast. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm the happiest man in this world. Nobody gonna tell me otherwise, no. A man like me has gotta be so glad to have what he has that he's never had. I got love with a woman. I got a child. He ain't human, but he's everything a dad's ever wanted. Tears down my face running. I got love, I got so many. I got everything more than just a penny. I got happy tears down my face running. I got everything a man's ever wanted. I got love. I got love. Me, there's a happy soul, something that I never had long ago. Sometimes I feel like I'm singing to a man in a room who's watching every single move that I do. Just a penny.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's Joe Richter there and his song, Happy Tears, I Got Love. And Terry Barr had a conversation with Joe Richter not too long ago. And Terry, tell us about Joe.
Well, he is a storyteller, and he does his stories through his music. Please help me welcome singer, songwriter, and everything guy. It's Joe Richter. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio, Joe. Yay!
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
It is terrific to have you here. Now, you are based basically in the Milwaukee area. I want to ask you, though, you've recorded other places, including Nashville. What is it about Wisconsin, though, that keeps you here as a musician?
Well, first and foremost, I would say probably that the musicians. I mean, I play with some of the a fantastic bunch of gentlemen and women that are just fantastic. You know, of course, throughout life, you think about relocating. This is probably before I had kids. About going to the big cities, you know, or because I'm a big city guy. I love being in the big cities. And so you think about relocating but you think about what you leave behind. Not only do you leave family behind, but all those friendships, relationships that you've built. And I have such an awesome network of musicians here.
So great.
And it's hard to leave something like that once you establish that. Mm. So there's such a fantastic music community here in Milwaukee, and just so grateful to be part of it.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'll ask you about your band in a little bit because you have a full band show coming up, and I can't wait to talk to you about that. I want to ask you, though, you know, what started your interest in music? I did read, and I love this, that you like Billy Joel and Bruce Springsteen. How does that tie into your interest in music and what really got you started?
Well, going back to the early days of just my experience with music in general, when it started to become so powerful for me was, you know, probably in the early 90s, Billy Joel had just come out with that River of Dreams album. And I became so attached to that record. And so I saw him in concert at the Bradley Center, which was an absolutely terrible place to see a concert, by the way. But I was a kid. I didn't know. I was in love and just infatuated by what I had experienced from an entertainment aspect, from a musical aspect. And so then and there really changed the game as to, okay, I need to do this, you know. And so, and my love for Springsteen just grew as I grew as a musician. And once I was, and actually my aunt really has, plays a vital role in my, in my musical, adventure, because she's the one. And once in a while we would just hang out and she would have, you know, cassette tapes, and then CDs when they first came out.
Yeah.
And we would just listen to records, Jackson Browne, Bruce Springsteen, Van Morrison. She was, who else was she big into? Those are the ones that, the Doobies.
You know, of course.
Like the old classic rock stuff. And so just growing up listening to those records just really inspired me. And when I first heard Springsteen, which was probably the Born to Run album, because everybody had that album.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much everybody still does. But, and it was I just, once I, you know, grew attached to him and Billy, it just, I listened to the entire catalog and just became really attached to it. So, and of course, Elvis Presley, who you see in the background right there, huge role in my younger days. I don't know how it happened with Elvis. It became an obsession. You know, as a kid, I just was infatuated by the stories and the movies, and of course the music was fantastic. And as I grew as an artist and just somebody that just watches, likes to listen to music and watch, a patron, a fan.
Yeah. How do you explain your sound? And I know you play all kinds of instruments too. It's not just guitar. But where do you get sort of that sound? It's a little pop, but it's got some rock, some folk. Mm-hmm. You tell me.
I wish I could tell you. You know, because I kind of get that question a lot. What kind of music do you play, or what do you write? What kind of music do you write?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. The way I answer that question is I don't give necessarily people a genre. I give them artists that have influenced me over the years.
Perfect.
So I give you Springsteen, Billy Joel, Van Morrison. And then, so that was one phase.
Yeah.
And then you hit like the later 90s when I started to really become introduced to a lot of the acoustic guitar stuff, like Jack Johnson, John Mayer came out then.
So
Dave Matthews, those guys inspired me to learn the guitar. And my first instrument was piano.
Yes.
But my second instrument was guitar based upon those influences.
Oh, that's
awesome. I don't know how the sound formed, because the reality of it is my sound changes. If you listen to the Revival record, that's rock. Like it's kind of a rock, bluesy, country, and then there's pop, you know, like Flowered Skirt is a little bit of pop, you know. But then you got Dave Adler doing the organ, and he kind of makes it something different. So So I can't really classify my sound. It all boils down to all the artists and the music that I've listened to over the years. Goes anywhere from Billy Joel, all the Motown stuff, which I love, which I'm really into now, soul, R&B, rock. But there's still, if you listen to that kind of music, you hear that a little bit in some of my songs. So
yeah. I would say now that you've sort of described your sound, you can hear all of it.
Yeah.
When you think about your songs. Yeah.
Sure.
Now you have this, this is going to be so good, full band show coming up. It's on Sunday, February 5th. Tell us about it. And I know it's at Colectivo in the back room in Milwaukee. What a great venue too.
Super, super great venue.
Yeah.
One of my favorite places to play in the city of Milwaukee. Hands
down. I can
see
that.
Not only is the room cool, but it sounds fantastic in there.
Nice.
They always got the best of the best working sound. I think it showcases the vibe that I want to create for this show.
Yeah.
A show in its entirety full of love songs. You know, I'm doing this because the Valentine's Day holiday is coming up.
Right.
And honestly, just an excuse for me to do this.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Love songs. And I love songs. I don't really usually get to play when I'm playing out at gigs and I'm doing these cover gigs. It's you got to play the crowd pleasers sometimes.
Yes.
And it's hard to sneak in those ones that I truly love to do. So this is a show that's kind of dedicated to what I truly love to do.
Oh.
And some of these songs that we're going to be doing date back. Some are from the Motown era.
Yeah.
Some are from the 90s, like 90s R&B, and some are from like 70s classic rock. Some are from the 80s.
Not everyone can do all of that. You know, that's a good mashup. Wow.
Yeah, I know. And I've been obsessing about this over this gig for quite a few months.
Oh, no.
And when I'm picking these songs out for the show, every single song I'm listening to, I want to do that one. I want to do that one.
And it's different because don't you often play solo? So you've got the band with you. Who's in the band and what will they be playing around you to support you?
So we have Dave Adler, which you're familiar with.
Yes, on keys.
Happy Dave. And Dave on keys. John Calarco playing drums, John Wheeler playing bass,
yeah,
Joe Gorman playing guitar.
Excellent.
And so all five of us are going to, we've all played together before. I've known these guys.
Yeah.
Dating far as back as I think our first gig together was 2012. So,
oh, wow.
So, yeah. So 10 years.
Okay. So do you have to rehearse anymore or not really?
I'll tell you our secret.
Okay, good, one good. Time. I love this.
One rehearsal.
Really?
One rehearsal okay. is all it takes. Because when you have a group of musicians together like that, that connect on such a close level,
yeah.
that have the chemistry like that,
yeah.
all we need to do is just come together for one night, play these songs, and then we just let it all hang out on stage. You know, and then we just go for it. And
that's it's just excellent.
That in itself is just worth coming to the show, watching us up on that stage, looking at each other, playing these songs.
Mm.
Maybe we hit a wrong note, but we chuckle at each other because we know where it is, you know. Nobody else, I can't imagine doing these songs with anybody else.
Oh.
And when I'm picking these songs out, I'm imagining how it's going to sound, how mm-hmm. each and every one of these guys, how they're going to play that part. I'm a little bit nervous to play them.
Well, they're special to you, obviously.
Well, for me, they're timeless.
Yeah.
These are timeless songs, and that's why I'm a little bit nervous to do them, but I'm also excited. So.
Yes. Well, this just proves how good you all are, too, and that you can get a bunch of great musicians together and just make it happen and make it a really special night for everybody.
Absolutely. That's our goal, you know, but if we're all having a good time, everybody's going to have fun.
Oh, always. It really does. It kind of starts on stage and it kind of flows to the people from there, which is so, so cool.
Yes.
Now, I hope you don't mind if I ask this. You were not just a musician. You've got another career as well. And it's actually, I think it may surprise people if they don't know this about you, but it's also a really important job that you have.
Well, thank you very much. I'm a respiratory therapist.
That is so incredible.
A lot, you know, skill, obviously, but, you know, I went to school some years back and finishing up my bachelor's in respiratory therapy as well. And so now I'm caring for patients with lung diseases and folks that need assistance in breathing. So I do that on a full-time basis that you really can't forget about as I have a family as well. And so you can't forget about the family life, which becomes most important in anything that I do.
Right.
Because without my family, I can't do all this stuff.
Oh.
You know, because my family is a part of what makes me happy, what makes me, you know, who I am, and the ability to have the gift to be able to play music and also to have the gift to be able to help others live a better quality of life. So
that's a beautiful story. Yeah.
It's nice. That's just gratitude, you know, so.
Ugh. And, you know, if you had to answer it in a couple of words, why is the music so special to you?
That's a couple words. Well, I just think about my heart. I have to be creative because it's in my blood. I've been doing it ever since I was a kid. I truly believe. I'll give you three words.
Okay.
It's a gift.
Oh.
It's a gift. If you have the gift, you have to give it away. You cannot keep. You can't keep it here and just I can't just play my piano and just that's it.
Yeah.
I have to play for other people. When I play music for other people, it brings such joy to their lives.
Yes.
And I see that when I play for them or when I have a show like coming up like this, people come, they want to see it, they want to hear it, they want to experience it. It brings them so much joy. That's never going to end, Terry. That's why I do it.
Music is medicine. And I just that whole idea of what you said about having a gift to give away.
Yeah.
You got me. You got me with that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. How can we keep up with you? How do we find your schedule? How do we support you musically? Where are you socially, social media wise?
So I have a website. It's joerichtermusic.com. You can find everything on there, including where I'm playing, when I'm playing. Music that I release. I even have some merchandise on there that's for sale, including T-shirts.
Great.
Get your own cup of Joe coffee mug.
Joe, again, you and the Joe Richter Band, that's Sunday, right, February 5th, 7 p.m., the back room at Colectivo in Milwaukee. This is a great way to support you, the band, and, of course, to have a very special Valentine's celebration, not your typical.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Amen.
Thank you, Joe. Everybody, Joe Richter, and this is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Waking up in the morning, you're feeling your lover's body, oh how warm it is. You know you gotta get up, but you feel like lying around. And at the same time, you're thanking God for the woman you found. Afraid of how she feels, afraid that she doesn't stay. You trust your woman with everything around. Trust me, man, that's what love's about. Really how you feel.
Local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a while, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.